Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As video games continue to innovate, grow, and change beyond the constraints of specific genres, we're starting to see all sorts of things evolve within this wonderful medium. And we've got just a few that are especially interesting this year. Just this year alone, we've been inundated with a bevy of unique innovations, from AAA studios right down to games that have been created by a tiny team. There's no limit or budget that restrains publishers and developers from being able to implement features and mechanics we've either rarely seen used or never seen before in another video game. In the case of the following features, it would be a treat to see them used in more games in the future, so fingers crossed publishers and developers have been taking notes. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 8 2023 video game innovations everyone should copy. Number 8, turning 2D into 3D. Viewfinder. Now, Viewfinder might not be the first game to step out of the realm of traditional genres, but it's probably one of the few that's done so by basing its entire core gameplay mechanic around a specific feature that's never been done before. At least I don't think it's been done before. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I do not know all the video games. Said feature allows you to pick up a Polaroid and use said image to create a traversable 3D world replicated from the 2D image. The new environment can be placed anywhere in the level, leading to unconventional and challenging puzzle solving, requiring environmental awareness, as well as a fair amount of mental gymnastics. What's particularly special about this from a development point of view isn't just the abandonment of traditional genres, which is absolutely a thing we'd love to see more games do, but the creation of a brand new way of utilizing the gaming medium. Despite all the decades of wonderful games we have to look back on, both big and small, it's really exciting that this far into the gaming medium, we're still seeing studios find new ways to play with it. Number 7, Active Time Lore, Final Fantasy 16. Let's face it, Final Fantasy games are complicated, like really complicated narratively. It seems that Square Enix happened to agree with us because they incorporated a great new feature. Said feature is called Active Time Lore, which allows you to, at any point during gameplay, pause and receive relevant lore about the people, locations, or references in any given scene. You can utilize this feature even in cutscenes if you need a refresher. And let's face it, with the level of nuance in politics, war, social distress, and general bucket loads of connections between characters and general lore, you're gonna want to check this one out. Just a tap of that touchpad and you'll get all the information you need, and Square gets to keep their complicated lore, so it's a win-win. Number 6, how to perfectly remake a classic, Dead Space. To be fair, 2023's Dead Space isn't the first remake to absolutely nail it. We'd probably put Shadow of the Colossus among others on that list too, but it's definitely up there. What's especially impressive about this effort from Motive Studio is the monumental task of taking on a game that was already a genre-defining masterpiece and not only honoring the original, but also expanding on it in meaningful ways to make it even better. Besides the obvious visual overhaul, the remake also added new audio features, particularly in the realm of modern audio mixing capabilities, as well as addressing certain level complaints, giving Isaac a new voice, and enhancing some elements of the story and level design. In almost every scenario, these changes were for the better, which not only keeps the game alive for the current generation, it sets a compelling stage for what could be possible if a proper sequel were ever greenlit. In what could only be called an expert undertaking in the realm of remakes, this particular effort retains everything that made the original special while elevating the very few things that held it back. Number 5. Designing with every player in mind, Baldur's Gate 3. In 2023, plenty of gamers and outlets popped Baldur's Gate 3 at the very top of their Game of the Year lists. And one of the reasons why is Larian Studios' unique commitment to designing their games with every player in mind. Even the 1% who decides to go ahead and experiment by doing something completely random that you'd assume there's no way the developers could have expected. If you played Divinity Original Sin 2, like I keep trying to bully everyone into doing, you probably would have expected this. But in Baldur's Gate 3, they've still managed to go above and beyond that expectation. There are voice lines, interactables, cutscenes, and even game fail states for almost everything you can imagine doing in the game. Which, for a title based on the nigh-on limitless freedom that Dungeons & Dragons allows for, is an extraordinarily tall order. The game itself is massive in its environments, complex characters, endless decision-making possibilities, and approaches to combat. And yet, this is a game where, for example, if Astarion decides to bite the fire-fueled character Karlak, he will literally catch on fire. And that's just one example of the many things that can happen in this game you wouldn't expect to. There are so many moments like this that you could presumably play the game over and over and keep discovering new interactions and possibilities. This level of game design, where even the tiniest portion of gamers are considered and catered to, is admittedly something a lot of studios wouldn't have the resources to accommodate, but for those who do, we'd love to see more of it.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 4. Experimenting with art and the limits of time, Pentiment. It's becoming very unusual in the ever-expanding world of video games to come across an art style that feels genuinely unique. But Pentiment, with its visuals that feel like they were peeled right out of a medieval manuscript, happens to achieve that. Pentiment is set in 1518, but tells a story that spans decades. It cleverly balances between engaging you in a linear story while also letting you make choices that impact how your characters change over time and how they interact with those around them. Pentiment's main unique qualities are its aforementioned art style and the way the days press on no matter how you decide to spend your time. This isn't the only title that forces you to choose how you spend your limited time. There are no right or wrong choices to make, which is especially uncommon in games that let you pave your own way. You're asked to choose things as seemingly innocuous as who to have dinner with each day, and as massive as condemning someone to death. It's rare that an adventure game refuses to punish you for any choice, and simply encourages you to follow its characters down the garden path for decades to see how things unravel and learn right along with your protagonists what exactly is going on. As we mentioned earlier, Pentiment also features a version of Active Time Lore where you can click on highlighted terms to learn more about them. Narratively, mechanically, and artistically, it feels like Pentiment is doing something we haven't seen many games do before, and in 2024 and going forward, we'd love to see this more from the industry. Number 3, Instant Fast Travel, Spider-Man 2. There are some games where you wouldn't want to fast travel. Maybe you need to keep an eye out for crafting materials, or you're just a sucker for a wander, or a horse ride, or a souped-up car, depending on what you're playing. Then again, sometimes you just want to get where you're going, especially when you're pretty far into the game. Personally, I've been playing a lot of Cyberpunk lately, and while I'm loving it, having to go to a fast travel point to get to another fast travel point is pretty annoying. This seems to be a gripe which Spider-Man 2 developers Insomniac Games agree on, as the sequel implemented a mechanic that allows for instant fast travel. After completing the second node in each of the game's discrete boroughs, which you can do by completing content within each district, with just the hold of a button, you can fast travel from exactly where you are to any location you want in the unlocked area of the map. You'll even retain your momentum, so if you were swinging around in one area of the map, you'll be doing the same in the new area. Now, this is a game where you might just want to enjoy the genuine joy of traversal, but if you do want to hurry things along, it's nice to have the flexibility. Number 2, gamifying mental health in an engaging way, Void Pet Garden. For years, studios have been trying to find a way to make mobile apps more engaging. A handful have also decided to forgo the insidious path of overwhelming microtransactions and misleading trailers and actually try to do some good by addressing mental health. In our current world riddled with plenty of things to generate anxiety, there's a huge market for an app that actually combines the joy of video games and the productivity of mental health care in one package. Enter Void Pet Garden, a sort of Pokemon-esque experience in which you gather emotions in the form of pets, and then you grow your trees and said Pokemon-type characters by doing things like setting goals, meditating, and other self-care activities. The gamification stands above traditional self-care apps because growing the things in your garden is something you actually want to do, so the mental health aspects come along more naturally. There are a handful of things you can do every day that help you grow your roster and your plants, and eventually you can battle with your pets as well. Now, there are plenty of mental health apps, just as there are plenty of creature collecting apps, but it's rare to see the two collide in a way that's genuinely both supportive in a useful and non-patronizing way, while being enjoyable enough to continue to persist with. While we of course don't expect every game going forward to focus on self-care, it's really cool to see the ones that do actually manage to incorporate gameplay mechanics that keep you coming back on their own merit. Number 1, trust in player intelligence and intentional misdirection, Dredge. When you kick things off in Dredge, you'll learn you're a fisherman who'll be sailing the local waters, collecting and tetrising fish in your cargo hold to then sell them back in town for some quick cash. But that's not all. This is a game that holds its cards pretty close to its chest and trusts you to explore and uncover its secrets as you progress. Now, this is a trust that usually makes publishers nervous. This is because often we still hear stories about studios and publishers being concerned that obscuring the true nature of their game will limit the potential for consumer appeal and financial success. As a result of this initial misdirection, a theme that has been tried and tested with games like Doki Doki Literature Club and Inscription, there's a level of intrigue that just doesn't hit the same as when you know exactly what you're in for from the outset. This is especially true when the game features horror themes or intends to slowly let you peel back its layers to learn nothing is quite as it seems. Beyond this, Dredge is one of those rare games that doesn't make it especially clear how to progress, nor does it make any haste with ensuring you understand everything that's going on. This level of trust in the player to explore at their own pace simply for the joy and intrigue of it, without continually pressing you with objective reminders, is refreshing in the gaming space. And while it makes sense why we don't see more of it, it's worth celebrating when we do, and hoping there'll be more of it to come.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.